Well, congratulations for an excellent victory. And we were remarking about the structure, the shape of the team. What, tell us about what pleased you most about what went on today.
I think for the first 15 minutes of the game, they came out of the traps quicker than we did. And we knew that, you know, with a good fan backing, a good result last week that they got against Alti. And we said that we needed to, if they did come out of the traps, it was important that we retained our shape. And I think you've seen that, you know, the 4-2-3-1, our distance between each other, limited to two or three corners. And then I said to the lads, once they've had the 10-15 minutes and the game opens up, at that point we then go and impose our style of play. I think, you know, we went bang, 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 1-2-3. And, you know, it was kind of a great first half performance. And that all came about our shape for the first 15 minutes. That's what I said to the lads.
And what was the message at half time in terms of, was it go on, let's get six, or was it a bit more cautious than
that? No, we talk about managing the game. You know, we say that before the game, during the game and after the game. And when I say managing the game, it's keeping to your rigid formation and knowing, you know, key relationships, knowing what the lad to the left and right of you is going to do, knowing what the lad in front, even behind you, is going to do. And if chances open up and for the to be taken, then we'll go and take them. But if not, you know, we'll retain our shape, we'll keep the ball moving, and we'll take the 3 points. I think, you know, credit to Hereford, they had a goal the last 20 minutes and, you know, they scored. But what I said to the lads in the huddle at 90th minute, I said this team a few weeks ago might have crumbled at that point, and what delighted me more than anything was the way that they stuck together, the way they stuck to the game plan and limited in them in the last 20 minutes. And, you know, we could have gone and won, you know, maybe 4 or 5, but all in all, a great performance and another 3 points.
It's one little curiosity before we bring Swampy in, is that we noticed that you don't leave anyone up when you're defending a set piece, which is unusual and prevents that thing of a quick break. What's the thinking there?
I think when we defend the set piece, I have 7 and 11 who split the 18-yard box. And, you know, with the lads that are in the box, we are quick on the counter-attack. And, you know, we did it twice today where we win the first ball and then Samol stretches play, or Donoghue stretches play, or Willoughby stretches play. And it's just having people in key positions. So if we, or when we win the first ball, we can get out and then we can travel 90 yards really quickly and take the pressure away from us, instead of maybe, you know, leaving a 9 and a 10 up like some teams do and the ball clearing and then coming back on you. We like to counter-attack with the pace that we've got. We counter-attack quickly.
Yeah, and as a game, I mean, obviously, you know, our first time, all the highlights, you can watch all the highlights in the world, and it doesn't necessarily reflect the quality out there on show. That 90 minutes of football, really, I think we would agree the first 15 minutes, Hereford were the slightly the better two teams, had a little bit more impetus in the game. But when you score a goal, you kill the crowd. Mm. Once you kill the crowd, there was a lot of people on the backs of the Hereford players. But you just stuck to that rigid structure. But when you say people think of rigid structures as, oh, you're going to be playing poor football, but it's not. It's the pace, the quality. Players know exactly where they are. Two players I want to pick out, because I know the quality of Potts, and I've seen him on a few occasions under your managership at Bamber. But Walling, that pairing together, I mean, you know, it was hard to give a man a match today, because Simo's and a whole host of players were excellent, but Walling, time on the ball, quality, letting the ball roll across him for another player coming in, because everyone knows where they are and what they're doing.
I think in the formation that we play, and we talk about the defensive square of Lynch and O'Halloran and Potts and Walling, it enables the two of them to get on the ball all the time. When them two get on the ball, it lets two and three stretch, not as players fullback, but as wingers. So when Walling lets the ball roll across his body, he can get the three out or he can get the two out. They're both doing it really well. And at that point, you know, the three in front start rotating and we start being able to develop our patterns. It was difficult to, you know, highlight a man in the match today. I was delighted for everybody. You know, on the back of the 3-0 win last week at Blyth, we worked really hard. And although we won 3-0 at Blyth last week, there were still areas of our game that we can improve. And we've worked on that in training this week. And you could see today, you know, the first 15 minutes when I knew they'd have a goal, to keep our discipline and our shape and our rigidness, if you will. It's a little bit robotic. That delighted me more than anything. And then go the other way and score.
But the thing is, you say 2 or 3 weeks ago we could have maybe have lost that game, or we could have just got a draw out of it. We were in early in the season 3-1 up against Ashton at home. We got beat 4-3. And it is about professionalism, keeping your composure, working. And you saw that this afternoon. You know, every player, and then a smile on the face as well, enjoying the game. And second half, I mean, I said, as soon as we got to that 3-0 situation, I said, it's the kind of game that you can use your passing game and pass them off the pitch, deflate them. Doing doggies after football, after balls, is a horrendous thing to do. And the second half, you played at your pace, played the way you wanted to. Yes, obviously they had a little bit of a go with the impetus of the goal, but apart from that, really, it was your game plan and it was set out and it was executed in exactly the right manner that you were looking for, I take it.
Absolutely. You know, we talk about, you know, I've said this and I'll say it every single week, we talk about a golden ticket. I want to say golden ticket's a dished out in the final third. If we build and we're disciplined in our key areas and then we build the play, once we get into there, then you go and do what you've got to do. You enjoy yourself, put a smile on your face, 1v1 situations, if it doesn't come off, it doesn't come off. You make sure you get yourself back behind the ball in your key distances, but in the final third, the quality of the likes of Samoles, Willoughby's, Donoghue's, Piers, etc., etc., let him do it. And, you know, that's the way people want to express themselves. And you only just have to see Samoles come off with 3 minutes ago, the rapturous applause that he got, because he's enjoyed his football, he's working out from the team, he's exciting fans, and, you know, all in all, it's job well done. And now we move on to next week. We'll move on to Wednesday, Tuesday.
And next week is home. And it's kind of almost a half a joke that we only win when we're away. Mm-hmm. And is there a different approach in terms of the home game? You know, because there's a school of thought that says the way the FC played in this game, last game, is that it kind of lends itself to playing away and then you hit them on the break. Does that mean you have to kind of have a different mindset for the home game with Telford next week?
No, I thought we were desperately unlucky against Alfreton. You know, first game against Brackley, you know, people were just getting used to it, and I think we're tired after 60 minutes because we were doing too much running on the spot. But now we've, you know, condensed the running that we have to do because of our distances. Against Alfreton, it was coming, you know, and we could have been in another game 4-5-0 up, and then people would have been talking about the home form. We took that into Blythe, we've taken that into today. We'll work hard on, you know, Tuesday away at Mosley and Thursday in training, but we want to impose our style and our game plan on other teams. And, you know, next week Telford have gone fifth today, it'll be a difficult game, but, you know, our tails are up, we're 5-1 beaten. We don't take anything for granted. We say that, you know, we don't fear teams, we respect everybody. We just want to go and play, you know, and hopefully, you know, a broader part next week, all the fans come and get behind the team, and, you know, we can put a real entertaining show on.
Well, listen, let's not keep you any longer. There's probably a pint down there waiting for you.
There is, yeah.
And then a long journey back home. We'll see you on Tuesday live, obviously, for the Mosley game, which, again, I know you'll take 100% seriously, and you'll want to make sure that, you know, in semi-final of the Cup, you know, every competition is important. We look forward to the draw on Monday as well for the FA Trophy, and hopefully get, you know, a decent draw and we can maybe move forward. And as always, listen, keep it coming, you know. Keep this coming, because this is beautiful to commentate on, and it's very, very nice on the eye.
I've got to say before I go, and like I did last week, I've got to commend the fans. The fans were incredible again today. Mm. That noise in the 90th minute, you know, I was stood over there. I could have stayed over there for half an hour listening to them fans and seeing on the Facebook to come all this way the way they have done. It's a huge thank you. And my second thank you is to the fans that have donated towards the GTEC vest that we wore today. You know, that adds to our professionalism. It lets us digest and analyse information from today, and it will help us develop as a team going forward. So, you know, two big thank yous. Want everyone to enjoy today, and, you know, we'll move on to Tuesday, which is, like you say, competition we'll take extremely serious, and we want to go to Mosley and win.